Muhyiddin Yassin has emerged as the nation's eighth prime minister. The 72-year-old former interior minister was sworn in yesterday after convincing the king that he had majority support amongst Malaysia's 222 parliamentarians. His predecessor, Mahathir Mohamad, claims otherwise and plans to seek a vote in parliament to challenge the result. Lachlan McPherson reports.
Following the unexpected resignation of Malaysia's longest and shortest-serving Prime Minister, Mahathir Mohamad, the Southeast Asian nation plunged into a week of political turmoil, which ended yesterday with the swearing-in of Mahathir's former ally and proud Malay man, Muhyiddin Yassin. A new coalition has thus come to power and is comprised of UMNO, the pro-ethnic Malay party which previously ruled Malaysia for 60 years, and the Islamist party, PAS. It's a very fragile minority government that has been empowered by the king, not the parliament or the people, and is one which Bridget Welsh, honorary research fellow at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia's Asia Research Institute, says is unique and may have an agenda.
What's unique about this government is that it's actually a Malay majority government. So it's made up of parties that are predominantly ethnically Malay, and it's also made up of parties that are heavily dependent on patronage. So a lot of the people who join this government are there to get as much money out of it as possible and also to use the resources to be in power to have the cases of corruption dropped against them.
The cases of corruption that Welsh refers to are the ones currently being held against the United Malays National Organization's previous leader, Najib Razak, who has been accused of orchestrating the looting of billions of dollars from a state investment fund called 1MDB, short for One Malaysia Development Berhad. This isn't the only point of concern for the Malaysian people with regard to their new government, though. The new Prime Minister is also a deeply devout religious person. When challenged to state whether he is Malay or Malaysian first by then Democratic Action Party leader Lim Kit Siong, Muhyiddin chose the former.
I am Malay first. I am a Malay first. I want to say that. But being Malay doesn't mean that you're not Malaysian.
With this in mind, Erin Wen Au Chu, National Convener for the Asian Australian Alliance, says the result is causing great anxiety among the country's minority communities, the Chinese and Southern Indian people.
With the incoming Prime Minister, Muhyiddin Yassin coming in, there's a lot of concern in terms of what this means for the racial and religious tolerance in Malaysia, because this could mean that the more religious extremists, the more Malaysian Islamic Extremist Party, PAS, could actually have a lot more power as well in the Malaysian parliament. And there has been a lot of racial comments going around social media, and this is exactly in the same behaviour as any extremist would behave. So there is a lot of concern at the moment.
Now, Parliament was supposed to start back on the 9th of March, but legally it can be delayed for up to 6 months, which Bridget Welsh says will be the likely outcome and will be beneficial for the new government.
So I think that this government will try to avoid having a vote and use its resources and its ability to give positions to different actors and to form a majority. So basically to pull people over to strengthen its numbers.
In the meantime, though, Welsh says this moment represents a unique opportunity for the Malaysian people.
Well, I think that, this process has been very dramatic for many Malaysians, and dramatic. But I think at the same juncture, this is also reflects a maturing of politics in that many Malaysians have watched with a bit of suspicion as they look at their politicians, and they're seeing their politicians in very different sets of ways. And this will have a longer-term legacy because it will lead to pushing for different types of political engagement in the process.